local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We start hour number two. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening every day. We certainly appreciate it, and wishing you a happy Friday and a happy new year. Next time we talk after today will be 2024. So hope you have a fun weekend plan. Don't stay up too late, like Austin, who just makes it a habit of staying up till 5 o'clock every day for no reason whatsoever.
I wouldn't say it's a habit.
Would you say you do it more than three times a week?
No. And this is something that just started lately. It's happened a couple times just in like the past couple weeks.
Okay.
And maybe it's insomnia. Who knows?
Probably. Who knows? all right, but yeah, whatever your holiday plans are, please stay safe. Have a lot of fun with family and friends. Watch plenty of college football, too. A lot of big games coming up here over the next few days. Of course, culminating with the college football playoff semifinals, which will be on New Year's Day on Monday. 5:12 right now, starting us off here with our top three stories. We start with the latest in Israel. Thousands of displaced Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are fleeing again as the Israeli military launches new assaults against Hamas. Local reports say that Israeli tanks and warplanes are targeting central and southern Gaza, driving away people who already evacuated from other areas. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant says today's attacks are an essential stage in the mission to destroy Hamas. Ukrainian leaders say 12 people died after Russia launched more than 100 missiles at Kyiv and other parts of the country. Officials in the capital city say 10 people were trapped under rubble after a warehouse was hit in the attack today. Deaths also reported in central Ukraine, where missiles hit a shopping center and a residential building, and in the cities of Odessa and Lviv as well. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine generating some buzz today, vetoing a bill that would have restricted transgender care for minors as well as trans people from participating on school sports teams. This is notable because DeWine is a Republican governor, one of only two governors of his party to stop a restriction on gender-affirming care. He joins Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who did the same in 2021.
Parents have looked me in the eye and have told me that but for this treatment, their child would be dead.
And DeWine said the gut-wrenching decision about trans care should not be made by the government, but rather the child's parents and doctors. DeWine will, though, possibly have to face the idea of a Republican supermajority in Ohio's legislature overturning the veto if there are enough votes there. So this one's probably not over. Those are our top three stories. Texts are letting us know, which, of course, the text line is always open, 850-437-1620. I had forgotten about the polar plunge. That happens on New Year's out at Pensacola Beach. I'm a little hesitant to call it polar plunge.
Yeah.
Chilly plunge, perhaps. But, yeah, if you want the polar plunge, you're going to have to go north of the Mason-Dixon line. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be cool for sure. A little bit warmer. Now, if you had a polar plunge maybe at, like, 6 this morning,
yeah,
I could see that. But that's not what happened. 5:15, traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there has not been a ton to report on, or at least there wasn't in the first hour. That appears to still be the case. Maybe there's some congestion at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard. Maybe some here and there downtown, but that's nothing you're going to bat too much of an eye at. We were dealing with some issues in Santa Rosa County on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound trying to come over Blackwater River, but that has seemingly subsided.
All right, meteorologist Alan Strum with an update on the weather.
Tonight, chilly again with overnight lows in the 30s, and we're likely to see some freezing cold temperatures for some of the inland areas. Saturday will be nice and sunny with highs in the 50s. Sunday, sunny with highs in the 60s. There's a 50% chance for rain on Monday. That's New Year's Day. Happy New Year to you. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. You as well. We're at 50 degrees right now, 38 overnight tonight with clear skies. and sunshine on tap for Saturday with a high of around 55. Taking a look at some of our local headlines today, the 24-year-old woman, Isabel Lawson, she has been found safe. She was located in Arizona, according to Channel 3's reporting. They do say, and PPD also told us, that because she is a legal adult, her parents' guardianship is only effective in Florida. They can't force her to come back. So they did find her. They did locate her, and she is said to be safe, but that's you know, she's an adult, and yeah. She doesn't want to be in the addiction treatment facility. And so she is, according to her parents, according to Channel 3's reporting, appears to be trying to get back to Los Angeles, which is, according to the family, where her addiction started. So obviously, obvious concerns there. But as far as the local missing persons case, it's concluded. And I obviously wish Isabel and her family the best. I hope that she is able to get the treatment that she appears to need, whether that's in Los Angeles or anywhere else. Also here in local headlines, a bit of a spat in Santa Rosa County between two people that you could say don't see eye to eye on very much. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Sam Parker filing a lawsuit against a local gun shop owner that he says is using his name and likeness without permission. Sam Parker recently filed the suit against Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors owner Chris Smith. The lawsuit says social media videos and ads featuring a cardboard cutout of Parker are derogatory and mischaracterize him.
Hey guys, come on down to Gulf Coast Gun, where you don't have to be a sleazeball politician to get early deals for Black Friday. Man, you ain't getting elected a dog catcher, especially after that last meeting where it looked like you took yet another kickback. Sam Parker, what do you want?
So those are excerpts from some of the videos that the gun shop has posted on their Facebook page. These promotional campaigns have been going on now for a few years. Since then, they've featured the cardboard cutout of Parker. He's suing for $30,000. The last time, at least publicly, that these two had a little bit of an issue was back in the summer. Chris Smith brought forward from at a commissioner meeting where Parker had used anti-Semitic language. There were people calling for him to resign and step down and all that. And he initially said he was not going to apologize, came back at the next meeting and did issue an apology, saying he was not aware that the language he was using was offensive. And so everybody moved on from that. But here we have a lawsuit filed, so we'll see what comes of that. Oh, by the way, the on their Facebook page, I believe it was yesterday, Gulf Coast Gun, they said that they're not laying down. They acknowledged the lawsuit had been filed, but he posted a video, Chris Smith did, saying, hey, you know, all right, filing a lawsuit, but we're not going to stop doing what we're doing. So there's that. 5:20, we'll take a break. When we return, state and national headlines. After the Fox News update at 5:35, we'll have our check-in with Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart, find out how his Christmas was and what he has planned for his New Year's. Pensacola right now, hour number two on a Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Prim and Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Prim and Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on this evening as far as the roads are concerned. That appears to still be the case. Unless you're at a busy intersection in Pensacola, you should not be held up too long. As for Santa Rosa County, we were dealing with some issues on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River to get into downtown Milton, but that appears to have subsided.
All right, Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast.
Overnight will be chilly again with low temperatures down in the 30s, and the inland areas will likely see freezing cold temperatures, so patchy frost as we head into Saturday morning. Saturday will be sunny with highs in the 50s, a little warmer, and still sunny on Sunday with highs in the 60s. Monday, that's New Year's Day, and we've got a 50% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 48 degrees currently. It's going to be 38 when it's all said and done overnight tonight. 55 and sunny tomorrow, and sunny skies on Sunday with a high of around 61. A military space plane on a secret mission blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center yesterday. X-37B space plane lifted off on a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket. After weeks of delays, the robotic space plane is carrying classified experiments on a mission that could orbit the Earth for around 2 years.
And deputies on the Treasure Coast have seized more than 2 pounds of fentanyl pills in a historic drug bust.
Absolutely flabbergasted. You know, we're used to 5 pills, 6 pills, 7 pills, 10,000. That's unheard of.
Martin County Sheriff William Snyder says those, quote, freshly pressed pills were stamped as oxycodone and could have fooled unsuspecting buyers, leading to a devastating trail of death. He says three men who drove from New York with the drugs were arrested in the parking lot of a shopping plaza in Stewart yesterday.
A South Florida rabbi says his people won't be deterred after a string of bomb threats in the area. Temple Sinai of North Dade was one of three synagogues that received a bomb threat yesterday. Rabbi Alan Litwack says it's the third bomb threat he's received in the last few months.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is explaining how his successful state policies would benefit every American.
Every Floridian, an individual Floridian share of our state debt is $661. What is your share for the U.S. federal debt per American? $100,000. I think we're doing it right in Florida.
DeSantis said he was able to cut wasteful spending with the line item veto and kept the size of the state government in check. He says Florida has the lowest per capita state employee footprint in the country.
National headlines today. The Biden administration is threatening to sue the state of Texas if a controversial immigration law goes into effect. The state law allows local authorities to arrest anybody who they believe entered the U.S. illegally. The Justice Department is calling the law unconstitutional. In a letter obtained by the Houston Chronicle, the department fears the law will disrupt the federal government's immigration enforcement operations, which I think most people would ask the question, what immigration enforcement operations?
Yes, and Democrat city leaders are trying to limit migrant buses. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been shipping migrants to Democrat-controlled sanctuary cities, as they're called, as he says his state is overwhelmed with the immigrant crisis. Now, the mayors of New York City, Denver, and Chicago are attempting to implement new measures and policies to reduce the flow, limiting hours, and fining bus companies.
I love the idea of the sanctuary cities, like the scene from The Office where Michael Scott says, this is a place of welcoming.
Yeah, I know,
you
right?
should get the hell out of here.
Well, but that's the thing. It's like, I don't... No, but like, I don't get it. Why are you labeling yourself a sanctuary city?
It's for the social media likes.
It's for clout.
That's right. Don't ask me to be a sanctuary to anybody, though.
It's
out of the question. Talks are heating up between the U.S. and Mexico over to how to handle the surge of illegal immigration, of course, with the caravan that's working its way northward across the country of Mexico. Congressman Tony Gonzalez.
It's a good start, but it's a long way before we get any real tangible results out of it.
Talking about the meeting with the Biden White House and the president of Mexico, he wants to keep asylum seekers south of the border until their court hearing.
And nine people are hospitalized after getting hit by a massive wave in California. Officials in Ventura County say that nearly 20 people were swept off at the beach Thursday by the wave that crashed into onlookers who were standing behind a barrier. The National Weather Service says large waves and dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen any video of this.
It was one
of the first things I saw when I was scrolling through TikTok this morning. I would classify it kind of as a mini tsunami. I mean, it was just like this one thing, but I mean, it just came. And there was like a woman kind of walking on the beach. There was like three or four people like that were in the visual of this camera that this guy was shooting at. And you know, they just start running like as it's apparent, like this wave is crashing into the barrier.
Yeah.
And it's going to come over, spill out. So everybody just takes off, trying to get as far inland as they possibly can. But it doesn't sound like anybody was killed, thankfully. But yeah, it's scary, scary stuff there. 5:30, that'll do it for our national headlines. Coming up at 5:35 after the Fox News update, our weekly check-in with Tanner Stewart, finding out what he's up to this week.
A big surge of migrants at the U.S. southern border as we wrap up this year. It's making it difficult for border agents to do their job. National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto on the Fox News Channel talking about what it's like for these agents trying to stop the illegal crossings.
The agents are doing everything they can do. Unfortunately, it's frustrating right now because under this administration, after the processing part, they get released into the United States. And when they're out there with these large groups, they're continuously hearing more groups crossing around them, but they don't have the manpower to go out there and arrest those individuals as well.
Republicans in Congress say no new spending packages without border protection legislation in them. A million people expected to be at the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. The NYPD chief of department, Jeffrey Madry, says don't bring...
no backpacks, no duffel bags, large packages, no alcohol.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. As 2023 winds down, a strike by Tesla technicians in Sweden drags on. It began more than 2 months ago. Those workers demanding a collective bargaining agreement on the terms of their employment at the electric vehicle maker. And the Tesla strikers continue to get support from workers at other companies. Dock workers at Swedish ports have refused to load or unload EVs made by billionaire Elon Musk's company. Danish truck drivers won't transport Teslas through their country. And today, Swedish waste collectors said they'll no longer pick up trash from Tesla's repair shops across the country. Boston Scientific says it's beginning a clinical trial for one of its devices as a first-line treatment for persistent atrial fibrillation. The medical device company adds it's confident it will win FDA approval for the device during the early part of 2024. The news lifted Boston Scientific shares 2.7% today. The stock market closed out a banner year with a lackluster final trading day, narrow losses. The S&P slipped 13 points, the Dow shed 20. That's Your Money Now.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. It really doesn't matter what time of year we're in, you don't want to have heating and air conditioning issues in your home, much less have to replace your comfort system. The good news is, if you happen to need a new system, we have tremendous promotions going on right now that can save you a ton of money. For a limited time, our high-efficiency systems have rebates up to $1,500 and income tax credits up to $2,000. And we're including a full 10-year parts and labor warranty valued at up to $2,900. So if you have to invest in a new system, the timing right now is perfect. Want more information? Call us.
Climatech, Climatech.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Stabil. Remember, when you store, start with Stabil. Visit sta-bil.com for more information. The biggest surprise of the NFL season is Joe Flacco winding up in Cleveland and balling out with the Browns. The Jets visit the Dog Pound tonight to kick off Week 17. Cleveland will get its 11th win on the year, and I like Kareem Hunt to score an anytime touchdown at plus 185. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week.
Keep your eyes focused on the Pensacola Beach skies for the New Year's Eve fireworks all along the boardwalk. The skies over Santa Rosa Sound light up and ring in 2024 at midnight. Presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and the Escambia County Tourist Development Council. See PensacolaBeachChamber.com for more information. Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just after 5:35 here, we will get a very quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at the roads here, there is not much to report on, except I guess maybe the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road. So if you are dealing with congestion anywhere outside of that little area, you should not be held up too long.
All right, thank you very much. And looking at our Channel 3 first warning weather forecast, Alan Strum has that.
Tonight, chilly again with overnight lows in the 30s, and we're likely to see some freezing cold temperatures for some of the inland areas. Saturday will be nice and sunny with highs in the 50s. Sunday, sunny with highs in the 60s. There's a 50% chance for rain on Monday. That's New Year's Day. Happy New Year to you. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 50 degrees right now, give or take a few degrees. 38 overnight tonight. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday. 55 tomorrow, and the high is 61 on Sunday. Go to the phones, bring on Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. We skipped a week. I was out on Friday. Good to talk to you again, Tanner, and say Happy New Year. Was your Christmas holiday excellent, and what are the plans for New Year's?
Happy New Year, Joe. Good Friday to you. Christmas was awesome. We made our rounds. Went up to Alabama, visited with some family there. We came back here. We had a pleasant Florida Christmas, if you will. I say Florida Christmas because the weather here is like no other I've ever experienced during Christmas with the warmth. It wasn't maybe not as warm as it has been in the past. It's been great. Joe, we're ready for New Year's, but I'm trying to soak up 2023, what little bit we have left. We made our way across several fireworks stands today. Mm. We ventured into that area, and I got to say I'm going home with a hefty bag of some fireworks tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw there was a Channel 3 story today about fireworks, and I guess a lot of people are not shopping locally. Is that what I understand?
Well, here's the thing that we learned, and we're still trying to get some clarity from the county on this, but fireworks, we've been told by a few stands here that they don't sell the big firearms that you'll see over in Alabama. But not even that. It's Santa Rosa County has some fireworks that are bigger than you'll find in Escambia County. So it seems like it has hurt the sales. At least that's what we've been told by some staff that work some fireworks stands. But we went over to Gulf Breeze today, and they really haven't sold a lot either. The big thing with the fireworks is Alabama crossing just over state line. You see a whole lot bigger selection, Joe. You see better prices, but really, I mean, I don't know if the prices are comparable because it's just a completely different selection. And I say this, we went over today to a fireworks place in Robertsdale, Alabama, and almost every car we see is from Florida. And so we saw it for ourselves.
All right. The other story that you did, I think it was late yesterday, was the lawsuit that was filed by Santa Rosa Commissioner Sam Parker against Chris Smith, the owner of Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors. From what I know about this, these two, safe to say, don't see eye to eye on much. The last time these two names were linked publicly was back in the summertime when it was Smith who brought to the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting a video in which anti-Semitic language was used by Commissioner Parker. So that was the last that we heard from these two until this week, where there is a lawsuit that's been filed. So what's the story on this, and where is this headed?
Right now, we don't know where it's headed. The suit was just filed this week. But as of right now, this whole lawsuit is about essentially a cardboard cutout of Commissioner Sam Parker. And it has been displayed on several social media videos by this gun shop in Milton. And Sam Parker, I guess, you know, it's been 3 years. I think he's known they've been up. The lawsuit states that a mutual acquaintance of some sort went to this gun shop to ask that they were taken down. And we were there yesterday, and the cardboard cutout is still there, Joe. It doesn't appear that it's coming down anytime soon. And Parker is alleging in the suit that it's being used for promotional campaigns, but also mischaracterizing him in a way. And so, very interesting. We went to the gun shop yesterday. I spoke with Chris Smith, and he told me he looks forward to fighting this in court, but just didn't have a whole lot to say until he meets with his attorneys.
Yeah, which I think is interesting in its own right because, hey, I got to talk to the attorneys before I talk to you guys. But on his Facebook page on the Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors, a lot more liberal in what he's saying about the lawsuit there. So that's
yeah, I guess that's the way the world works with social media. You know, it seems like you're seeing more and more of these cases, not even with politicians, not even in our area, but all across the country. More and more social media type cases involving this post and that post. And you're right. You know, I can't speak to why he didn't speak to us yesterday. Obviously, he has to meet with his attorneys, and yeah. But again, people go to their social media. So,
oh yeah,
it's still there. Like the cutout is there, and I think he posted earlier this week. The gun shop posted with said cardboard cutout. So
right.
Very interesting. Yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Wanted to ask you a couple things. Austin and I were exchanging verbal blows earlier today about the sanctity of New Year's Eve, when like the Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve show. And I made the point that, you know, for me, it's diminished in its excitement for me because for the first 28 years of my life, I have lived on the East Coast. So when that crystal ball in New York City went down, it was New Year's, but now being in the Central Time Zone, I obviously have to wait another hour.
Right.
Austin is telling me that I'm, you know, get off my lawn guy. I'm old and I'm crusty and I just need to get over myself. I don't think so. Yeah. I think that I am in the right on this.
I get confused. I like to see, too, the other, you know, think about way out west. I mean, what they're having to do it 3 hours before. But even more so, aren't foreign countries doing this? I'm not smart enough to know exactly what time it is in Sydney, Australia, but I think they're getting close to celebrating, aren't they? I don't know. I grew up better part of my childhood on the Eastern time zone. We had it made for stuff like New Year's.
Yeah.
Then you come back to Central time zone. But look at it this way. Call someone you know in the Eastern time zone. Celebrate with them an hour early while they're getting things going. You just keep the party going longer.
Right. Austin is taking that as a victory for him. I am not going to allow him a victory lap there.
Now, okay. Let me say this. Yes, make wise choices this holiday.
Yes.
This one tends to be one where we like to sow our wild oats, if you will, and look back on the year. But look forward to 2024, everyone.
Yes, absolutely. And please celebrate responsibly and safely. The other thing that I'll ask you about, of course, being a Florida State fan, you do have the Orange Bowl tomorrow against Georgia. I think the number of opt-outs are 20 at this point. I have Ohio State playing the Cotton Bowl against Missouri. Austin is just absolutely floored. Now, total context here, Austin is a Wake Forest fan, all right? He is completely floored by the idea that I could care less about this bowl game. It's not a playoff game. I do not care who wins or loses. Your thoughts on the Orange Bowl? Now, obviously, I understand from Florida State, you know, they didn't get into the playoff and all that. But I submit that, look, Ohio State up until the fourth quarter of the Michigan game, we were contending for a playoff spot. We didn't get in. Any non-playoff game, with the exception of the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which is awesome in its own right. We'll talk about that next. But do you understand where I'm coming from, that as an Ohio State fan, an elite college football program year in, year out, why I don't give a flying you-know-what about the Cotton Bowl tonight?
Yeah, I'm with Austin, Joe. I'm lost on that.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, it's one more game to see your team play. And we're talking about social media earlier. Look at Twitter. Look at Facebook. You don't want to be the end of all the jokes on Twitter tonight if Missouri goes out and wins that game 50-0.
I tell you, you hear
a lot about the opt-outs, but from what I hear, Ohio State's actually made that. I know they've had some transfers here and there, but it sounds like most of their starters are going to be there tonight. So if they win, Joe... If they win, then you don't care, but will you celebrate?
No. Nope, don't care.
But then why are you watching it?
I'm watching it. I told you last hour, and Tanner told me, because I said, look, it's a last chance this year to watch Ohio State football.
Last
so I am watching them. But if we lose or if we win.
Natural fear of the SEC?
Get out of here. Natural fear. Missouri? Come on. Get out of here with that.
We beat them in a bowl game last year. Now it's y'all's turn.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You guys like talked before you came on.
No, the thing is, I can't speak for Tanner, but I am being a fan of Wake Forest. I have been humbled by our struggles, and I accept any win whenever we can get it. You're just too pretentious. That's the problem here,
Joe. Man, that's probably true.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's probably true. All right, Tanner.
He's getting it out before the end of the year.
That's right. All right, Tanner, we'll let you go on that. Thanks for absolutely nothing this year. Seriously, it's been awesome having you on Fridays, and that's been one of my top 30 things of 2023. So we'll continue it in 2024, and we'll try to be nicer to me next year, all right? Can that be your New Year's resolution?
Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks as always, Joe. And hey, we'll see you next year.
All right. By the way, Tanner, do you have a New Year's resolution?
Make conscious decisions.
All right. That's
smart.
Okay. I like it. All right, Tanner, we'll talk to you in the new year.
Thanks, Joe. Bye, Austin.
All right. Tanner Stewart joining us here as he does each Friday. It's a fun stuff there, even though nothing that he said was right. All right, 5:49 here. We'll get one final check of the roads and weather here really quickly. Austin, anything going on the roads that we need to let the motorists know about, or are we all clear?
Yeah, no, I'm not really seeing anything. Right. So if you're dealing with some issues, it shouldn't hold you up too long.
Good deal. 50 degrees right now, 38 overnight tonight. 5:49, we'll take a break, back with some of the lighter stuff going on in the world. Coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me!
Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. We'll keep it brief because there has not been much to report on in Pensacola or the surrounding areas at all. At the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway, I guess expect some issues there. You may also be experiencing some just some minor congestion here and there downtown. But other than that, nothing that should be holding you up for too long.
Overnight will be chilly again with low temperatures down in the 30s, and the inland areas will likely see freezing cold temperatures, so patchy frost as we head into Saturday morning. Saturday will be sunny with highs in the 50s, a little warmer, and still sunny on Sunday with highs in the 60s. Monday, that's New Year's Day, and we've got a 50% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. It is 50 degrees right now, 38 the overnight low tonight. So we have people from all over the world flocking to Times Square this weekend, of course, for the big New Year's Eve celebration. Flo Rida, Paul Anka, Jelly Roll, and more are going to be live performances during the event on Sunday. They're testing out the famous crystal ball, 12 feet in diameter and covered in crystal triangles. Hmm. And we had the debate last segment, so we won't need to belabor the point. But yeah, looking forward to that. ABC has the New Year's Rockin' Eve show there.
And Donald Trump is denying claims that he, quote, bullied his way into appearing in the 1992 film Home Alone 2.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
Trump, in a post on Truth Social, said the director of the film, Chris Columbus, begged him to make a cameo in the movie. The scene takes place in New York's Plaza Hotel, which Trump owned at the time. This comes after Columbus, in an interview, said he was only allowed to film in the Plaza if Trump was given a scene in the movie, saying he bullied his way into the film. Trump this week said, nothing could be further from the truth. I'm Mark Mayfield.
I totally believe that, now, bullied his way, I don't know about all that, but I totally believe that Trump, at the very least, insisted on making an appearance. Because, you know, being a billionaire businessman, you're always thinking about promoting yourself, putting yourself out there, all that. And, I mean, he knows that Home Alone 2 is a big deal. They're trying to film it in the building he owned. He's probably like, yeah, you can, but I want to make a cameo. Like, that definitely seems like something he would want.
Sure.
So I don't know how mean he was about it. I doubt he was begged. I do doubt that. That just sounds like Trump putting on his little flair like he typically does. So I don't know if he was begged, but I mean, I could definitely see him saying, yeah, I'll do it if, you know, if I'm allowed in.
Right. No, I think that's that I can agree to that. Mm-hmm. Google, or I'm sorry, let's see. The U.S. Census Bureau out with some pretty neat factoids about the population, saying that more than 8 billion people will be living on Earth on New Year's Day. They said today the world's population grew by 75 million this year. It'll be more than 8 billion on January 1st. So, yeah, for much of my lifetime, it's the world's population is 6 billion. That's what it was when I was younger. And so now it's up to 8 billion. So, yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, I think I was in middle school when, like, I saw, like, a science, like, magazine in one of our science classes that said population hit 7 billion. Mm. I want to say I was in middle school when that news was, like, going around. So
that makes sense.
If that time adds up, then, yeah, I'm assuming that magazine was up to date. The Spirit Airlines employee who escorted a child onto the wrong flight last week is no longer working for the company. The airline said it conducted an internal investigation and that the individual would be held accountable for failing to follow their procedures. The six-year-old was flying from Philadelphia to visit his grandmother in Fort Myers, but ended up on a flight to Orlando. Yep, those aren't the same thing.
Yeah, definitely not. Looking at some wacky stories today, two French chefs and a cheesemaker broke the Guinness World Record by creating a pizza with over 1,000 different types of cheese. Listen, I like Kevin McAllister, I love me a cheese pizza. Mm-hmm. 1,000 different types of cheese, probably a little much for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you do that. Like, in proportion, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you put just a little bit of each type of cheese, we're going to get pretty overwhelmed.
Well, it's a pretty big pizza, too.
I mean, I figured, yeah.
So the chef is Benoit Bruel of Lyon. He was behind the culinary creation. He actually was the original record holder back in 2020, made a pizza with over 250 varieties. So obviously going up to 1,000 is quite a substantial leap there. So yeah, pretty interesting there. But no, I'm good with just your classic mozzarella.
Yeah,
cheese. I'm pretty boring when it comes to my pizza tastes.
Yeah, pretty simple guy. A South Carolina family got their stolen luggage back thanks to their investment in technology. The Gavino family bought Apple AirTags the day before traveling to North Carolina, the weekend before Christmas. One of their bags didn't show up after they landed in Charlotte, so they tracked it using the AirTag that links to an Apple device. They learned their bag was headed to a residential neighborhood near the airport. On Christmas Day, they made their way to the address that the AirTag located and called police. Officers went into the house and found the Gavino stolen bag as well as one stolen from another traveler.
Very good there, technology. Yay for that. 5:59, that'll do it for hour number two. Back in 12 minutes or so after the Channel 3 News at 6 with another rundown of everything happening in your world today.